Today's events moved speedily. Rumours began circulating this morning that Dr. James McDade was resigning from Dáil Éireann, and just after 2:30 this afternoon, Ceann Comhairle Seamus Kirk made it official.
I wish to announce for the information of the House that I received a letter of resignation from Deputy James McDade as a member of Dáil Éireann with effect from Tuesday the 2nd of November 2010, and I have laid the letter before the Dáil. In accordance with the provision of Standing Order 169, the resignation takes effect upon my receipt of the letter.
Dr. McDade says he hopes his resignation will expedite a general election. In a letter to the Taoiseach Brian Cowan last week, Dr. McDade called for an election before the budget, saying he believes a strong government with a large majority is needed. That's a point he echoed on today's Sean Doherty Show.
We're going into the bond markets again now in March, April, May. And we're going to have we're supposed to be having a by-election then. There are going to be no by-elections. There'll probably be a general election. Can you imagine us looking for the bond markets at the same time that we're having a general election? Well, you'll be paying through the nose. If you're going to have a general election in the interest of the citizens of this country and in the interest of the borrowings that we have to have into the future, you should have the general election before the budget.
Taoiseach and Donegal South West Deputy Mary Coughlan says while she and the government regret Dr. McDade's decision, they don't accept his assertion that an immediate election is necessary. Ms. Coughlan says Dr. McDade's aspiration of a government with a 20 to 30 seat majority is not realistic.
Well, that's not reasonable and hasn't been something that many governments have been able to aspire to over the last number of years. But Jim has always been of the view there should be a general election. We haven't necessarily agreed with that.
Meanwhile, the government chief whip John Curran says the government has sufficient support to get December's budget passed and has not been relying on Dr. McDade. He says while Dr. McDade has been supporting the government, his vote was not taken for granted.
We had a working relation with Jim McDade. He regularly attended, and certainly while he didn't vote on every vote, and he might not have always been here, but on all the major issues, Jim did continue to support the government and the programme for government, and most recently in relation to the extension of the bank guarantee, he supported it. But he wasn't, as I say, in our day-to-day arithmetic, Jim wasn't necessarily always here.
One of the first politicians to pay tribute to Dr. McDade this morning was Donegal North East Fianna Fáil Deputy Niall Blaney, whose relationship with Dr. McDade has been strained since the amalgamation of Fianna Fáil and independent Fianna Fáil. Deputy Blaney admits they haven't always seen eye to eye, but he says he's always respected the contribution that James McDade has made to politics in Donegal.
When somebody is there 20 years and Dáil Éireann, despite what differences they may have, you know, if you're not big enough at the end of the day to recognise the input they had over that 20 years and what they've delivered to the area, you're certainly not a good individual to be in politics. We've had our differences in the past. That's part of the rough and tumble in politics. You get over that and move on. I hope it's wherever I meet him in life, I can sit down and have a chat and a drink with him if he is.
The other TD in the Donegal North East constituency is Fine Gael's Joe McHugh. He says having attended a meeting with Dr. McDade last night, he was shocked when news broke this morning.
I sat beside him at a public meeting last night in Letterkenny, and he did indicate that he had a big decision to make within a few hours, maybe a few days, maybe a few weeks. So I was, and everybody else at the meeting was assuming that this was a decision in relation to the budget. To hear this news this morning, yes, it is a shock.
Inevitably, this decision will raise questions about a by-election in Donegal North East and who may represent Fianna Fáil in a future poll, despite Dr. McDade's belief that a general election will be next on the agenda. One possible candidate for a by-election would be Senator Cecilia Keaveney, who lost her Dáil seat in 2007. She's declining to comment on whether or not she'll seek a nomination, saying today is a day to reflect on Dr. James McDade's achievements. She says she was first elected to the Dáil in a by-election in 1996, and Dr. McDade was instrumental in securing her success.
Jimmy McDade was very much instrumental in making sure that I got elected in the by-election some 15 years ago, nearly now. Anything after that is mere speculation and much too premature to comment on.